This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh City taxes will be going up by just under 4% next year if the Common Council approves. A public hearing on the proposed budget is scheduled for next week. The reason for the tax increase is a combination of inflation along with wages and benefits going up. The tax rate would be $12.50 per $1,000 of assessed valuation. The Fox Valley Workforce Development Board is holding a private job fair for those laid-off UW Oshkosh employees. 140 UW Oshkosh employees will lose their jobs on January 20, 2024. The job fair is planned for November 13th at the Oshkosh Convention Center. Employers interested in meeting with the UW Oshkosh workers at the job fair must register online. There is no cost to the job fair. Oshkosh police are asking for help as they investigate an October 27th fire in the 700 block of Mount Vernon Street. The fire destroyed a garage. Police say if your home security camera has footage of the fire, they'd like to see it. Page 2, the 116th annual Chamber of Commerce meeting is January 18th. You can nominate your favorite small business for the Chamber Small Business of the Year Award. The business must be independently owned, profit-making enterprise of at least 5 years, have fewer than 200 employees, and be a chamber member. Send your nominations to Blaze at the chamber office. If your business is celebrating a major anniversary of 25, 50, 75, 100, or even more years, we'd like to recognize your business at the annual meeting, too. Just simply let the Chamber of Commerce know. The Public Library tonight will present the Great Oshkosh Woodworkers Strike of 1898 at 5:30. The 14-week strike drew national attention and brought the famous attorney Clarence Darrow to town to represent three of the strike leaders in court. The strike has had a major impact on workers' rights across the nation to strike and form unions. And congratulations to Mercy A. She has been named this year's Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year. Mercy is a senior at Oshkosh North with a 4.0 grade point average. She'll get a $10,000 scholarship. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh's football team plays its next-to-last regular season football game on Saturday. They'll travel out to Platteville to take on the Pioneers. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.